Gone. We have to start again now. Alright. Perek Yom Mishnah Gimel. Ois Adam Chatzasdei Rashlosh Shlosh Ashpasos to the Beis Sod Yosser Mikan. So you have to, if you won't have more than three Machtsif, it's Mutter. And the repetition is telling you that they can, that you can, that even if it's going to be less than 10 boxes.
Let's learn it according to what Mutter.
Mutter means you're allowed to have more than. So what is
three,
he saying? So he asked Kashi. He's not telling me anything we did not already know in the previous Mishnah.
What we said already.
He said exactly. Yeah.
You were able to add.
It says in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Oimer af al hashpata." You're allowed to have more. So why is the repetition? So he explains the reason why this repetition is. He's coming to teach us that you will, each pile is allowed to be even less than 10 boxes, as long as it's not less than 3.
Good.
So that's the purpose of the repetition. So let's read over here. Now we know. Let's read over here. Let's read the, now at least one thing clear. The mash shana. This that is repeated. Rishim Mishnah Beis Shemut LaHosef Al Hashpatos. The Chaza Vishana Kan Mishnah Gimel. Why did he just Lamadnu Shemutu Gam LaHosef Al Hashpatos? The Gam Shemutu. Here's the main point of this Mishnah.
This is the key.
The key Shemutu LaHosef Kolachas Pachus Mi Ten Mashpelos.
Right.
Each pile is allowed to be
below
Vilvad Sheyul Pachus Mi Gimel.
How do they know that the 10 of the 3?
How I think the Rav and the Mufarshim. Let's see what's over here. Yosu Mikan Mishlosh Hashpas Mutter. V'Hainu the Rav Shem Dereisha. V'Hash the Osa Liash Moinon. Here he's coming to teach us. The Shoy Rav Shem Nafilu Yilah Yizni permits. Afilu Ein Eser Meshbala. Afilu Ein Eser Mash Belois. Even if there's going to be less than 10 boxes, Umvulvad. The condition is Shlo Yie Bapachos Mishlosh. It should not be less than 3. So here's the answer to your question.
Right,
so how did the Rav know? The Rav had a Messiah, he had a tradition. The Yafal appreciation me at Zevel, the Chiddush, even there's only so amount of Zeliash, but I might think that the Moedir Bashim, the Immoy Sefash, was near Kimizabel. You may be misstudied in Zevel, the Kamashmund, the Loimexe, Kimizabel, does not look in Mizabel whole sense, the Enoy Mephazroi. Since you're not dispersing it all over the place, only in the isolated location is going to be Mutter. Okay, now we go vayitam. Diver b'shemin v'acham 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 say ois shemin say no, you're not allowed to have more than 3. Ad sheyamik shloisha.
Let's see.
And what does that mean? Yamik shloisha. So is there a picture? Here's a picture. Okay, ad 70. Ad sheyamik shloisha. Oi ad oi or ad sheyag bia shloisha. So what does that mean? So it shows a platform. You see. Platform. This is politics. You have a platform, and on top of the platform, you have Zevel. You know, so Reagan. It was a famous word from Reagan.
Yeah.
Famous line. He says that he wanted the platform here has 3 tefachim. Lachacham also lohosif ashba. You may not have 4, but they saw elim kein hemik es mekoyma. Either you have to make a hole in the ground. A hole in the ground in order to put it, or shegbia es mekoyma b'shloish tefachim. You have to elevate it. You have to elevate it 3 tefachim. Okay.
That's wild.
Okay. According to Chav, you want to have more than 3. Let's see over here in the Rav. The Rav says, if you want, you can have it more than at shiamik shloish. Shiamik mekoyma you deepen the mekoyma ha'ashba or yagbia mishar karka shloish tefachim sheyehi nikar. The lichnois hazevel l'makom echod who is civil to zavel. So that you make it very clear that the reason why you're putting the zevel here is not to fertilize the field. The only reason why you have to fertilize over here is in order to collect it. That it should be collected in this location. Okay, I sheyenikar. It should be noticeable. The lichnois hazevel l'makom echod who is that you're gathering the zevel into one location. And not to fertilize the field. Okay, if you make it one case, good. Kivaitam. Oisa adames zivloi oitza. A person can make a zevel into an oitza. Rabbi Meir oitza. And what's an oitza? Oisa adames zivloi oitza. You make it into an oitza. Motor lohoisev laashba. If you want to make one pile, there's no limit. You can make even a humongous, humongous mound, a skyscraper of zevel.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
I'm getting very hungry. Those three piles. Shel shloishim ashpelos of 30, because each one is 10. According to the Chum, each one has to be at least 10. Yochel asas oisam ashpa achas. You can combine if you want. You combine all three together. Ulahayisav aleim kumosh yirtzah. The loitei makihechi. The also yosem mishalosh ashpas. The beitzah hachinami also yosem mishir shalosh ashpas. Smokem echad. Don't make a mistake and think the same way. You're not allowed to have more than three. Each one 10. You're not allowed to have. You can have one. Don't make a woman. Just like it's us that more than three piles in the base saw to one base saw. So to hachinami also yosem shir shalosh ashpasos makam echad. So to it's us to have a shir of more than three piles in one location. That is not correct. You can make the pile as large as you like. There's no limitation. As low as limitation, you can make it as high as you want. Okay, so you get everything together. Rabbi Meir Oyser, he says no. B'yushalmi molchach to b'yosem mikashir belvad Oyser Rabbi Meir, av b'kashir hashda now b'shloisha mikoy mois mutter b'mokem echol lekol shein ve'in alach Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to have one big pile that has exactly 30 boxes, 150 lesach, 150 saw. But more than that, you know, now that's what he's coming to argue on. He's only coming to say that you're not allowed to exceed the limit, but you're allowed to go and make it that big. Okay? So you're allowed to have one big massive pile, and that one massive pile, you'll have 150 saw. 150 saw, which equals 30 boxes. It's mutter. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We said you only allowed to have 10 before. Now he's saying...
He's saying you're allowed to have exactly 30. You're allowed to combine all three together to make one big one, but that one big one may not exceed 30. There's a limit. According to the Chum, there is no limit. You can make one big pile all the way to the sky. According to the Chum. The Chum says, Oitzer. Oitzer Adam is Zivli Oitzer. According to the Chum, you can make Oitzer, which means you can make one massively large pile. And that one massively large pile, there is no limit to the height, how big it can be. Rabbi Meir says, Oitzer, you're not allowed to do so. Atshayamik, or Meir Oitzer. He says you're not allowed to make one pile more than 30 kubas. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Oiser, Rabbi Yisham Muchach, Rabbi Oiser make a shear belvad more than the shear Oiser, Rabbi Meir, more than the shear Avul, but because shear, but if it's exactly the shear, if it's exactly the shear, then it's going to be hashda v'shloishim become a smut milk and machol lekolshkem in lachak Rabbi Meir. Unless ad shiamik shloish or shek be shloish. Unless you want to go make, like in this example over here, I may omer ad shiamik shloish or ad shek be shloisha. Bekamus shel gimel hashpasos mokem echad shein gimel hashpelos moider meir shemutu below shiak bia yamik akarka. It was exactly the right size. It's exactly 30. The chamos, if it's exactly the size of three hashpalos, which means going to be exactly 30 boxes, the makam echad, which is 30 mashpalos, more than we may shemut below shag bi oishiyam akarka. That's what we learned this raf. But if you want to make it more, hagbi akarka shlesh tvachim, the may also lasos to koyitzer elam kain, hagbi akarka gimel tvachim, mayhem hagbi akarka gimel tvachim. He's not showing you making a depth. Okay? Hoyeloi davim muat. Let's give it a muat, a small amount. We're really out of time. A small amount you can be moisif. Your kavan is that later in the day you can have more zevel.
Yeah.
Later in the day. There's more to come. The best is yet to come. Then you're allowed to pour a small amount, even though at this point it looks like you're doing an avera because you're going to be mezabel the sada. But since your kavan is to bring out more and eventually it'll pile up to the shit that's mutter of 10 bucks, it's going to be mutter.
Right.
Okay, so mutter, you're allowed to zhaya lezava muat. Maisif, Allah, vahilich. I mean, let's the benazari oisir no. Ad shiyamik shleisha, shaybiya shleisha, o ad she yitain al hasela. Or you put on a hard surface. Here's the rak. Mishnah lasela. Alasela mudel losses pachas mishia ashpa lefisha ina nirek mizabel sadeu. On the cells. Okay, this we did. Let's do the rabbi. We're finished. Hoyla do mudel yevda vemut. Shein loy lohitzi bepamachas kishia hamur fushle el. Moitzio samat. You allowed to bring out a small amount. The moitzio vlo vahil can be ed. Let's say, Oyitzah shemelo yeh lo zevel yoyisim in nirek. He's afraid that you might not have enough zevel. Shema lo yilu zevel yosef v'nirukim zavel sadeh. You may run out. Ad sheyotzi eser mashpelos kach sleeping a tin box in one shot. Oy ad sheyamik shosh agiyav yishosh shkeim v'shoy samokam mushuneh v'shoah ha'mishoah sodeh lo yimachzikim zavel v'cheinim nosne agal sela. You put on a rock sheneroi lizriya, it's also going to be okay. It's not going to be a violation of the halacha. Let's chaz the whole mishnah. We did the whole mishnah. A person is allowed to make three piles. Each pile has 10 boxes. Yeah, and yaser mikan more is also machatziv. More is either mutter, repetition of the previous mishnah, teaching you that not only are you allowed to have more than three, and each one of the three is 10 boxes. Each one of the three can be even less than 10 boxes. And even though when it's less than 10, it has the marah that you're being mezavel the sadeh, it's mutter as long as it's not less than three. Or machatziv, you won't have more than three, it's fine. Just don't put them in a row, because you put in a shura, then it looks like you're being mezavel the sadeh. But if you put it in haphazardly, like the legs of a small kankan, then it does not look like you're being mezavel the sadeh. It's going to be mutter. Dear Rabbi Shimon, because according to the you never allowed to have more than three. Now, Racham or Oysmucham say, Oysshim at Shiamik Shlosh, if you won't have more than three, that's also, we did the previous Mishnah. The only way that Racham say you can have more than three is if Yamamik, Shiamik Shlosh, Oyat Shiagbiya Shlosh, you put it in the ground, make a hole in the ground, or you elevate it on a platform more than three. Next, let's say you want to have one big pile that's humongous, one massive pile that's enormous, that goes all the way up to Shemayim. So it says over here, you can do so. You can make gizel to an oitzer, which means you can make a very, very massive pile all the way high up. It's no problem. Rabbi Meir oiser at shiyamik shleisha, at shiyagbiya shleisha. Meir says no. It's also unless you deepen it three or you elevate it three, it's going to be also according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, he holds that if it's exactly 30 boxes, it's mutter. But if it's more than 30 boxes, then you have to have at least elevated a three or put in the ground three. Hoya ladava mut. Let's have a small amount. So losing like mizavul sade mutter mut moisav alav ahilach. You're allowed to add more to it. Elizabeth and Zayi oyser ad sheyamik shleisha. You have to deepen the three. Oyad sheyagbiya shleisha. Oyad sheyitin ala sela. You want to bring out to the field a small amount of zevel, which is less than three or less than 10 according to the chamim. It's also because it looks like it's mizavul the sada. But if your kavana is that I'm going to add to it later on, it's going to be mutter. According to Elizabeth Azariah, he holds no. If it looks like it's going to be mutter later on, it's not going to have to be goy right now. And therefore, the only solution is either elevate three, deepen the three, or put it upon a cellar so it looks different. Why did Elizabeth Azariah say the shita? Because he was only 18 years old when he became Rashiva. So he says, it's got to be now. You can't go wait for the future. I'm going to be 70 years old right now. He was a person of the, he was, his meter was the present. Okay, is the Mishnah klar?
Like a bell.
So tomorrow we'll go to the next Mishnah?
That's it. Maybe we'll talk to it again.
Okay.